This episode of the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast is brought to you by Signorama Louisville East, your total project management sign company, and by the City of Jeffersontown.
Buy, boost, and build. Those are the Jeffersontown Chamber's founding principles. The Chamber and the City of Jeffersontown work to make J-Town a great place to live, work, and play. Welcome to the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast. Now let's get into the show and hear what's going on in our great community. Here's your host, Rick Redding.
And yes, you are listening to the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast. This is your host, Rick Redding. Very excited to be back with you for the second week of the podcast. This is the podcast purpose here is to bring you all the information, news, information, and the interesting people, the movers and shakers that make Jeffersontown a great place to live, work, and play. There is a lot going on in our fair city. I was just talking with the mayor today, and he was very excited about the way things are going. He was just back from a trip to Frankfurt and doing some work up there, and was talking about how great it is here in J-Town. We don't really have a lot of negative issues going on in Jeffersontown right now, so that's all good. And this show is another part of that, and I want to tell you who my guests are this week. In the second part of the show, I'm going to have Rhonda Rowland. She is the arts program manager for the Jeffersontown, for the City of Jeffersontown. Her office is down there in the Jeffersontown Historical Museum in the same building as the library. It's a very cool space. There's some good history of the city in that space, but Rhonda has been on board just under 2 years, and she is bringing a lot of new arts programs to the city. I want you to stay tuned and listen to what she has to say about that. It's really, really cool. Also, in the first part of the show, we're going to have Mark Russell. He is the big cheese. He is the chairman of the board of the Jeffersontown Chamber, and I brought him on this week to talk about the second biggest event of the year in Jeffersontown, the Business Expo. It goes on down out there at the Radisson, not the Radisson, it's the Ramada Conference Center. They have it every year out there. I think he said 130 vendors. They've got a taste of Jeffersontown thing with over 20 restaurants bringing in free food. That's right, free food. If you attend, it's free to attend, and you get to meet a lot of J-Town business owners and business and learn about J-Town businesses. It's really cool. There's a luncheon. I'll tell you about. There's a luncheon. Craig Greenberg, the 21C Hotel CEO, is the featured speaker for the luncheon. It'd be interesting to hear what he has to say. He is also, as some of you may know, a member of the University of Louisville Board of Trustees, so he's been in the news a little bit lately. But Craig Greenberg will be the speaker. The vendors will have their wares out from 1 to 5 on Thursday, March 24th. And if you happen to be a business that is going to be doing a display or doing anything out there at the expo, you should know about Signorama Louisville East. That is our sponsor, one of our main sponsors on this show, Lloyd and Wendy out there. Their number is 502-454-4321. They are your total project management sign company. And whether you want outdoor signs, indoor signs, trade show displays, they can make that. They make the big signs you see on the side of buildings, and they can even do vehicle graphics. So if you have a question about your signage, it's the first impression that people see when they see your business. Remember to check with the experts at Louisville East. Signorama, 502-454-4321. I also want to bring, before we bring in Mark Russell, I want to tell you about a little bit of news that's going on in J-Town. It's a big deal. If you drive along 64 heading east past Blankenbaker, you've seen a lot of construction going on. You know, there's some great new theaters out there. If you haven't been in those theaters, I suggest you check them out. You watch a movie in a recliner. It's really cool. But the other project under construction out there for some time is called Main Event Entertainment. And they are about done. If you've been watching it, you can see the building's about ready. It's called Main Event Entertainment, and I just got a press release today about it. It's a unique eat, bowl, and play experience. It's 50,000 square feet of space for fun. It's a neat complex, 22 bowling lanes. So if you're into bowling, it's really high tech. It's just going to be a great facility. So they are having a grand opening. It's a national chain. There's 25 of them around the country. The grand opening, I believe, is March 20th, or at least that may be the VIP thing. But there will be plenty of information going along with the main event in the Bluegrass. It's in the Bluegrass Commerce Park. It's a great facility. Urge you to get over there and check it out in the next couple weeks. All right, well, let's get on with the show. The first, my first guest, Mark Russell, I've known some time. He's involved in a lot of things at the chamber, including the golf trail. He's involved in this trivia night, and we'll talk about all that in this interview. I urge you to listen up. And right after that, Mark has a question for the mayor that we'll have in our very first Ask the Mayor segment.
This episode of the Jefferson Town Chamber Podcast is sponsored by Signorama Louisville East and the City of Jefferson Town.
Good morning, Mark. We're here at the Garrett Stotts building, and I have a little bit of a history with this building. You know what this was before you guys took over?
Before we took over, it was a local TV station.
That's right. Back in the day, certainly 6-7 years ago, I used to come in and be on the morning show once a week, and that was a lot of fun, but the TV station went away, and you guys got this great building. You made it look very nice.
Well, thank you. We did a lot of renovations here, and it's now home, and we're very comfortable, and it's been a great place to be.
All right. Well, great. Well, your business is one of the great J-Town businesses. We are looking forward to the big event coming up here. You are the board chair for the J-Town Chamber, and your biggest event of the year is the Business Expo coming up, right?
Probably the second biggest event, because Gaslight would be number one.
Okay.
But this is the largest, biggest business event that we have throughout the year. Coming up on Thursday, March 24th, we will have a luncheon before that at the Ramada Plaza Conference Center.
It's great. Got a great speaker, Craig Greenberg. I know him. He's with 21C Hotels, right?
Yes, and so we're real excited about having him. It should be a very interesting conversation with him. The expo starts at 1 o'clock on the 24th. Currently, we have about 130 booths sold.
Wow.
Which is a record for us, because Megan at the Chamber found another aisle we could open up after she sold out a couple weeks ago.
I say one of these days they're gonna sell a spot in the hallway outside the bathroom. I think it's got to be that.
If Megan can take and find us a space somewhere, she'll find it. So we expect over 1,000 people to walk through for the day on a normal year.
So anybody can come, right? It's free.
Absolutely. It's open to the public. We encourage anyone to come. The J-Town members, we should be there, and great networking time.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of members. I mean, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, in terms of a business membership in the chamber, you're sort of in charge of making sure those get sold. How many are there?
We are right at 890 memberships right now, and
wow.
Pushing towards that 900. Denise Johnson on our membership does a great job, and has been very active in getting us some new members.
Okay, well, great. Well, membership's great, and now you just take, as president of the chamber board. Is it a 1-year term? Is that how? And how did you get the job?
How did I get the job? That's a good question. Sue Ledford, who was our outgoing chair, asked me about a year ago to follow her footsteps, and I was happy to be there. I've been on the board for 5 years now, and it's been very good, and met some great people, developed some friendships, and it's been very good for business.
Yeah, well, certainly the chamber is one of the most active, and let's talk a little bit more about this business expo. What else is going on? Because I got a feeling there's some free food involved.
Absolutely. There is the Taste of Jefferson Town. It starts at 3 o'clock, goes till 5. Have 20 different restaurants coming in to provide free samples. So if you need a quick pick-me-up during the afternoon and haven't been out, come on out about 3. We'll be having free food samples there.
Okay. Well, I've been to this several times before, and it is kind of fun going by and sampling the different things. What are some of the restaurants that are going to have stuff out there?
Well, we're going to have Fire Fresh Barbecue, Heitzman's, Hometown Pizza, Famous Dave's, Brasier Proviant will be there. Bernelli Small Batch Ice Cream. If you haven't had any of that, that's really good. Arctic Scoop's going to be there. If you've not been in their shop, they actually freeze the ice cream in front of you. So that's really good. Ruth's Chris will be there. So, you know, we've got a good array of folks going to be
there. Okay. And I know a lot of people really look forward to the auction items. I guess J-Town, but where did those come from? I guess J-Town businesses must donate, right?
Absolutely. We've got some very, very giving people in the chamber that take and give us gifts to donate. There's going to be some electronics there. There will be some hotel packages for you to take and have a night on the town with.
You've probably gotten one of these before, right?
You know, I have not gotten one of the hotel nights, but I do have a couple of auction items that I have gotten.
Okay.
So it's good.
It's a really fun event. I know it's sort of lighthearted, but it's really, with all those businesses, you said 130 or so booths?
130 booths sold so far. We'll probably be at 134, 135 by the time we get done. So it'll be a great way to take and see a good portion of our membership and what we do.
Including a booth for the J-Town Chamber podcast.
Oh, good. Good.
Isn't that great?
Yes. Yes.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be there. It's a big day. Don't plan on dinner that night. I think there's plenty to eat. Mm-hmm. And you get to see and sample a lot of different things. And you know, thing I've done in the past also, because they have a big blood drive there, right?
Yes. The American Red Cross is going to be from 12:30 to 4:30. And they're going to be running a blood drive, so we hope we can get some donors out there and hopefully save some lives.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do. I've done it myself in the past. It's awesome. So if I can get a time away from the J-Town podcast booth, I'll go over there and do that. But that's, Mark, one of the great things about being involved in the chamber, all these different types of events that we get to participate, they're all about promoting business, but they're a lot of fun too. I know you wanted to talk about the upcoming trivia night.
Yes, trivia night is Friday, April 15th, and we have been told by our CPA friends in the chamber that is not tax day. That April 18th is tax day.
Okay,
so come out and join us on Friday, April 15th. We're going to be at the Jeffersontown Community Center for trivia night, and this benefits our Going Beyond scholarship program.
Okay.
That is a program we started last year, and it is for employees of chamber members who are continuing their adult education. So it doesn't go to one of the children. It goes to an employee of one of our members. And last year we were able to give away $2,500 scholarships.
Wow.
This year we are very hopeful we're going to be able to give away four of them. We've gotten some great support from some of our members and some sponsorships.
Are you any good at trivia? Because I am. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, well, no, but I'm going to have a team of some smart people.
You don't have to be smart. You have to know people who are smart, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, trivia, you know, it's not really being smart. It's just being able to retain a lot of useless knowledge.
Yes.
And, certainly. What kind of a question? I mean, are the questions in I hope they're not like science and technology. I hope they're more like pop culture and music trivia, stuff like that, or sports is my
category. Last year, I remember we did have a sports area, and that was where I was able to shine for my team. That was the only area I was able to shine for my team. But we're going to take and do it as a college theme night. So I don't know what the questions will be. That the committee has not taken and divulged any of that information. They've been working on the
questions. Well, how am I going to study if I don't know what the what the questions are, the categories? I don't know. But looking forward to that. April 15th, that's something coming up in April. And the other thing I associate you with, because I did it a lot last year, is the golf trail. The Chamber, I think, is the only one of organization like it that has a regular golf event.
We have a monthly golf event from March through October called the Chamber Golf Trail. We have six, seven golf course memberships, and as a way to support them and do some more networking, we go out once a month and chase that little white ball around and have some fun with it.
Well, it is fun. I've been limping a little bit. I had a little surgery. I'm anxious to get back out on the golf course. Where are we going next time?
Well, we just came off of Charlie Vetner's. We had a great day there last week, and
I know you managed to arrange the sun on the like one of the very few sunny 70 degree days in March. It's amazing.
It's John Cosby is responsible for the weather.
He does the weather. Okay,
so he came through for us so far once.
Okay,
but we're going to be out Tuesday, April the 12th, and we will be at Quail Chase.
Okay.
That afternoon, we'll begin at 1 o'clock for some networking, and the first tee time will be at 2 o'clock.
Okay. And as I've done this in the past with Paul, if you play your cards right, you don't just play 9, especially when the days get a little longer. You can squeeze in 18 out there on an afternoon.
Absolutely. We always say 18 is an option, and we take and have that more often than not. So,
okay. Well, let's... we'll keep going here. We're almost done here, but Mark, all these things coming up with the J-Town Chamber, you must do you have any time for your regular job?
Yes. We're very fortunate. We've got a great staff at the Chamber, and they kind of take and tell me when I need to be somewhere and all like that. But they really are the ones that do all the hard work behind the scenes.
Okay. Well, that's all great. Well, so we got several things to look forward to. Just to recap, the expo is on the 24th of March, and Trivia Night is April 15th. We're all going to plan to go to that. And then the golf trail, April 12th. So otherwise, I guess we've got all our regular business to take care of.
Absolutely. We'll have some ribbon cuttings and business blast the last Wednesday of the month that we'll have about 100 people at. So looking forward to those events.
All right, Mark. Well, thanks for being on the J-Town Chamber podcast, and I'll look forward to seeing you at all these events.
Thanks.
Now it's time for Ask the Mayor with Jefferson Town Mayor Bill Dieruff. This week's question comes from our guest, Mark Russell, the chairman of the board of the J-Town Chamber.
Really like what's been done with the streetscape phase one. Was wondering what the plans are for phase two and when we'll see that start.
The second phase of the Waterson Trail project, or the streetscape project, is dealing with the Waterson Trail area, going from the firehouse all the way down past the Billtown Road area. The project is being developed and designed at this time. It includes a 9/11 memorial. It includes redoing the front of City Hall. And it's at the phase right now where we want to take the electric from the street and move it behind the building to make it a more of an open plaza going all the way down. That project, we're working with LG&E and electricians to see the cost, and that will be initiated and sent to the state for approval. Thereby, the electric will start moving on, and we'll start developing the rest of the streetscape project going down Waterson Trail.
Today, I am in the Jefferson Town Museum in the great offices of Rhonda Rowland. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm learning a lot just by being around here and being back here. You have this wonderful job as, what do you call yourself? The
Arts Program Manager.
Arts Program
for
Manager.
Jefferson Town.
Now, a lot of people probably didn't know that that was a thing. So what kind of arts programs are there in J-Town?
All arts
okay.
in J-Town, and it started about a year and a half ago, and it was an initiative from our mayor, Bill Dieruff, and our city council to bring arts to the community, and that's all arts for mm-hmm. all people, and performing arts, visual arts, young people, millennials,
okay.
everyone in between.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. Like I saw that there's a like a Beatles exhibit here at the museum. Tell me about that.
Yes, and in the museum, we're here Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. And right now we have a Beatles exhibit. and that belongs to Paul Ratterman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been collecting his entire life.
Wow.
And it's a fabulous exhibit. He is also here the second and fourth Friday of every month until June to talk about his exhibit.
And what's the coolest thing in it?
The coolest thing is this Beatles record player. It's with 45s, and it sold like for $40 back in the day through a Spiegel's catalog. And now if you bought it online, you'd pay thousands of dollars for it.
Wow, really?
And
does
his
it still
collection
work?
Is for sale.
Oh, really? Okay.
So if anyone wants to come in and look at it.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, that sounds very interesting. But, Ron, let's go back to you. And you had this job a year and a half ago, but you weren't, like, you've not been in the arts a long time. You've been in J-Town a long time, though.
Yes, J-Town since I was 3 years old, which is over 50 years, and love it. It's a great community. It's very safe, and we have awesome government and awesome public works.
Okay. Well, what do you do? I mean, in terms of bringing, tell me about some of the programs you're bringing out here, because I don't know, I guess I'm not familiar with a lot of art programs here in Jeffersontown.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we have done so far to date, we had Macbeth, which is Kentucky Shakespeare, in our Veterans Park last year.
Okay.
Had a great turnout. We're going to do them again in May, and it's going to be Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
And you can bring a picnic lunch if you want, or we have a food truck there. We're going to have Boo Boo Smoke Shack food truck.
Wow.
And if it rains, no fear, we're going indoors to the community center. So we have a plan.
Okay.
We had two performances of the Louisville Orchestra last year.
With our favorite Teddy Abrams, right?
Yes, Teddy Abrams. He's amazing.
He is great.
And in addition to the orchestra, we made it even better and more artsy because we had 13 local artists, and they had their exhibits and their work, and you could look at it or buy it.
Okay.
And we also had free wine and cheese, so it was really a nice evening.
Yeah, and that so that took place like last year, and
yes,
we're going to do the same thing this year.
We are doing it again in November. And then in 2017, we already have March planned for the orchestra.
Now, am I wrong? Isn't there going to be a new venue a little bit out down the road?
You are correct.
Okay. Tell me about that.
In several years, I'd say 3 to 5, there's going to be an amphitheater.
Wow.
And
very cool.
It's going to be off of Old Taylorsville Road. In the vicinity of there's a ball field over there.
Yeah.
So that will be amazing for all the community to come out and listen to the orchestra.
Yeah, so you get to bring musical acts to town, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Well, I can see you certainly have a passion for that and for all these things here. This great office here, you're right inside a museum that maybe some people don't know about.
Yes, the museum has been here over 10 years, and it has mainly Jeffersontown history, all the way back to the 1700s. J-Town is one of the oldest communities in the state of Kentucky.
Wow.
And there's also some Louisville history, but mainly J-Town.
Yeah, like I saw that dentist chair over there in the corner. I guess there's a lot of... have you learned in this job, I guess, a lot of the personalities of the past that sort of help make J-Town what it is?
There's a lot of families that had a lot to do with the early settlement, and a lot of them are still around, and we're so thankful for them because they've donated things to make up these exhibits. They've given us pictures that we have online. And if you go to the city webpage, you can go under Museum and History, and we have all sorts of history about our town and old pictures, and there's a video there that was done.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. You know, I guess it's like everywhere, but like if you want to know who the city's leading lights are, you look at the street names around here, right?
That's true.
Like I know Sproul is one.
That's right.
It's right up the street.
Very good.
What are some of the other big family names in J-Town history?
The Tyler family.
Okay.
And actually, Roscoe Goose is a famous name. Derby's coming up, and he was a famous jockey. He had the highest odds for
Donnerail. I actually know that. You know, it's very interesting. The longest shot ever to win the Derby, 1913, right? I think so.
Sounds right.
Donnerail is a horse, and you know, and there's like these historical marker right on the square, right?
Yes.
About Roscoe Goose, who went on to a bigger career, I know, as beyond being a jockey in the horse industry and as a businessman in Louisville. So he's quite the personality from J-Town. Who else is like? Do you talk to people about this being from J-Town?
Henry Watterson is a big name.
Uh-huh.
And everyone knows the Watterson Expressway. And he lived off of Watterson Trail. And he was big. He was the person responsible for the Courier Journal. He was the editor. And quite famous with all the Hollywood types as well.
Yeah. His role at the Courier Journal is known by a lot of folks in Louisville, a lot of great history there, with and you know, maybe people might not connect Watterson Trail is also the same guy, so it's very cool. So what else? You are busy all day, I guess, planning events and trying to make sure that things go on that are supposed to go on in the arts. What else do you have coming up?
Yes. Something big in April, actually on the 23rd, it's a Saturday, we're going to have at our community center, mm-hmm. from 11 to 4, a juried art show. It's called Art for the Senses.
Okay.
And juried means that these artists are competing for cash awards, and they'll be first, second, third place awarded. And there'll be hopefully between 15 and 20 artists. There's going to be jazz music by Rick DeBow and his band.
Okay.
Food available and drink as well.
All right. I'm for that. Okay. Well, that sounds like a big event. So it's a juried art. Where does it have sponsors? I guess sponsors put up the money.
Yes, I will have sponsors, but actually each artist also pays an entry fee.
Okay.
So that helps with the cash award. But the sponsors that I have are Park Community and Technology Plus right now.
Okay.
And U of L is helping with some door prizes.
Okay. Well, that sounds very exciting. I know it's amazing that. You know, your job just created less than 2 years ago. You've already gotten a lot done in terms of planning events.
Yes, I think the events have been very successful, which shows that the city is supportive and that the community is embracing art. We did have our first art camp for children last year in July. And we had an instructor that we paid from Louisville Visual Arts, and she was awesome, Erin Reed. And our camp sold out. It was for children between the ages of 7 and 12.
Okay.
And we had 15 campers. They came every day for 3 hours. And the coolest thing, all the kids had a blast. They were all really psyched and positive. But there was one autistic girl in there. And her mother, after the camp was over, told me that normally she doesn't even get excited about things or talk about them. And she said every day her daughter came home and shared information about the camp and how much fun it was.
Yeah.
So that was just a real good feel-good.
Yeah. Well, it's good. So that's coming up again this year, I guess?
Yes. And we're going to have two camps because
one wasn't enough. Good.
Yeah, so it's really great.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, so last thing before I let you go, this J-Town Museum that's housed here, when somebody comes there and says, you know, what's the first thing you show them here?
We have a great 9/11 exhibit where we actually, it's a video, it's a 7-minute video of that day in history, and we have actual pieces of the building that we brought down from New York, and it's housed in a case in the museum.
And J-Town's connection to that was did some of our people here go up there? Is that what?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, just an interest in the future with the pieces that we brought back. We're going to have a living statue over by the fire department.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that's adding art to the community.
There you go. It art's everywhere, and it's great to have somebody pushing for it right here in J-Town.
It's good for the community, and it's good for business, so it's a win-win. And it's great for me because I have fun.
Well, having fun on our job, it's great to have a passion and have fun. So I really appreciate you spending a little bit of time with me.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Jeffersontown Chamber Podcast, brought to you by Signorama Louisville East and the City of Jeffersontown. Tune in every week with Rick Redding as he spotlights the awesome community of Jeffersontown, Kentucky.